Make them come to life with this bread I buy buildings. Future modernized, all the same, it's just different. Year is 2020, best believe I'm still tipping. In 93, I had the fluorescent beeper like 823. Before Shakisha went viral, before Skateboard P. Almost died one time, I thought it was too late for me. Gun in my face and he waving it like he came for me. With this beat here, I need y'all on TikTok to Harlem shake for me. After breakfast, breakdance, but no breaks for me. And trust me, I'm gonna bring the vibe like it's meant to be. Bring the bars, but I keep the vibe, this was meant for me. Tito told me, friend, you the one that's gonna set the scene. Young OG, my OG told me to please spit it mean. And God told me keep my stress at a minimum. Son, remember that you had favor, this is biblical. Reason that I have you out here rapping for the Philistines is cause you share the things that I've done for you, then I intervene. It's Fernie, baby, money never mean me, but it does pay the bills, so I'm thrilled to pay me. Please don't be alarmed, I don't have a weapon drawn. Come in peace, but you better believe I came to set it off. I'ma make sure when I'm done, there's nothing else that you can say except to say we love being minus back here.
Just smell it through the plastic, it's dope, but I don't weigh it on Pyrex. Last dance with bulls like matadors, I sidestep. Speaking of the steps, I ain't even hit my stride. Yeah, I see over these guys like the eyes of a pilot. Enemy been taking shots at close range, I ain't dying yet. Living water flowing through my belly, let that digest. I've been top three since 03, but let me digress. I lead the league like 2-3, now let me fly, yeah. Yes, you have been, and I've been clean. Some venom sin. Jesus and God, they are the same like synonyms. I son y'all just like Jacob did Benjamin. And for the Benjamins, they slim shady as Eminem. Giants at my chins, my slingshot like Gilligan. Knock you off your island, I'm Uncle Phil to Willie's friends. Shaz get thrown out jaws, I got that dizzy flow. Gotta calm down my youngin', he'll let the glizzy blow. You took your advance and went and bought a watch. I took my royalty checks and bought the block. Flipped two of those like twins and bought some stock. Went to China, Phoenix with bait and order walk. Yeah, you don't know about this life, you own by Hanson. I just seen pops and boondocks. I see they can't take no more, I'll soon stop. The dope made them float, the crack was moon rocks, bad landing. Yeah, my God had perfect landing. Not luck, no leg up, I'm still standing. Stand in any position he put his hand in. And when he say stop, that's when the plan ends. Yavis.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
What's up? What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic on Wednesday. Today is Wednesday morning. Yeah, 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 yeah. Awesome stuff. I hope you're doing great. I really do hope you're doing great. If you're not doing great, let me know what's happening. What is the problem? If there is a problem, if there's no problem, let me know that there's no problem. Yeah, you're just great. I'm great. By the way, the song that you just came from listening to is by Fern. And the title of the song is The Scales. Yeah, Fern The Scales, in case you want to go and check it out. Yeah, so do that. Mm-hmm. Today's topic is going to be really, really interesting, as you have seen. Yes. Mm-hmm. The soul. Yeah. The topic is Edison Ray. Hey, I almost said other stuff, but yeah, the topic is Edison Ray, and that's the topic that we're going to actually touch on. So, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. There's things happening under our, hey, I was going to say under our faces. Under our nose, yeah, there's things actually happening under our nose, and there is no excuse for us to say, I can't do this. No. These things are happening under our nose, and that is a perfect example for us to actually take, Yes. So from my side, I am flabbergasted. Yo, I'm blown away. And I actually even decided, let me look into her life. Let me see what is actually happening and what happened. Hey, like literally this thing just blew out of nowhere. Boom. Yeah. So that is basically what happened in my world. In my world, I was like, whoa, let me find out what's going on here. Hey, let me actually find out what's happening. Like, what happened? Yeah, that's what happened in my world. It's like, yeah, I want to find out more. Mm-hmm. And now, for those who do not know, Addison Rae is a TikToker star. Yeah, she's not just a TikToker. She's a TikToker star. Yeah. So, in case you didn't know, now you know that she is a TikToker star. Because there's people out there that didn't know who she was. Even me, when I heard Addison Rae, I was like, who's Addison Rae? Like, hey, what are they talking about? Who are they talking about? Because, yeah, I don't know who Addison Rae is. And then I found out who Addison Rae was. But before I knew her, the one thing that stood out for me was the fact that she blew on TikTok. And they were saying that in a short period of time. I was like, what? Short period of time? I want to see what this is. I actually want to see what, yeah, this short period of time is. And that is what actually happened in my brain, like my mind right there. It's like, I want to see what is going on in Addison Rae's life. I want to find out who Addison Rae is. And yeah, gotta do the most. So we got the whole world in our fingertip. That is actually one thing that I want to touch on. We got the whole world in our fingertip, and we have no excuse for us to say that we're going to stay in the situation that we're in. No, 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 no. We live in a day and age where everything that we need is in our disposal. It's in our fingertip. So all we need to do is pick up our device and go onto Google. If you don't know how, find out how, and you do it. Yes, that is how far you are from actually getting things done and doing things that you need to do. It's in your fingertips. Yes, right there. That's all you need to do. Take out your device and search. Yes, do the most. Which is what she did. Like, it's actually interesting. That's what she did. She actually took out her device and decided, okay, let me do this. Let me see what this is all about. And yeah, we're gonna do the most. That's what she did. And from doing one short video that she didn't think was gonna blow, guess what? It blew. So yeah, right now, as you are listening to this, Addison Rae became a TikToker fan in less than a year. It's mind-blowing. Yes, I know. You probably don't even, yeah, like you can't grasp the whole idea of you being famous within less than a year, because there's people who worked their way up and all the stuff. She actually did it in less than a year. Yes. So right now, as you are listening to this, we are 1 month away from it being a year. So she actually decided to do the whole TikTok situation, you know, the whole TikTok lifestyle last year in July. That's when she decided to do it. So we're going to go into her life. We're going to touch onto her life and actually bring in the Christian perspective. Yes. We're going to bring that Christian perspective. You know, we can't reject the word and put it aside. No, no, no. We can't do that. No, 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 no. The word has power, and the word is the main objective of every single show that we do, every single show I do, every single show that you listen to. Yes. And thank you, by the way, for listening to this. Thank you for tuning in. Yes. It's another awesome Wednesday morning, if it's in the morning for you. Evening, if it's in the evening for you. And afternoon, if it's in the afternoon for you. Oh, night. Yeah, if you decided to listen to What's the Topic at night, because you're like, yeah, gotta listen to What's the Topic before you actually go to bed and yeah, think about what you're gonna do tomorrow. No, let's listen to What's the Topic. So yeah, we're gonna go into Addison Rae, and we're gonna touch on her whole life, and we'll do the most. Yes. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle right here, saying that it's gonna be really, really awesome and amazing. I'm even excited about the story. I'm excited about her life. Imagine, it's not my life and I'm excited. I'm like, hey, this is awesome. This is awesome. And by the way, she is younger than me. That's the other thing that blew my mind away. I was like, what? Okay, she's younger than me. Yeah,
which is interesting. So we'll find out her age. Don't disappear. We'll be back.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no reason. Tell the people, everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one that we lift our hands for now.
Yeah, yeah. My mind was like, okay, where is the words? What was the words? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just blowing, yeah, running away. Yo, coming back into this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're still talking about Edison Ray. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the person that we're going to be looking at today. Yeah. So, Edison Ray. Okay, so like there's a whole lot of things that we're gonna talk about concerning Edison Ray, but yeah, just looking at some of the things, Edison Ray is actually part of basically a group called the Hype House. Yes, that's basically the group that she's part of. That's the group that she actually does, you know, the TikTok videos, the dance and everything in, you know, she actually does it there, even though she doesn't stay at the Hype House. Yes, she doesn't stay there, but she's part of that whole group and everything. Yeah, she actually does her videos from there. And the interesting thing is Edison Ray is 19 years old. Yes. And she has over 25 million followers on TikTok. Now this is interesting because I'm like thinking, less than a year, 19 years old, 25 million followers on TikTok, and this is from you just starting. Like, what actually happened? What happened? You know, you got some 19 year old guys and females that are out there, they just started TikTok, and guess what? We don't know them. That's reality. So what happened with her? Like, what did she do? Like, what actually got her to a point where, yeah, she ended up with 25 million followers on TikTok? And the interesting is the number keeps on growing every single day. Every single day the number is growing. Hey, you know, some people it's reality. Some people every single day their numbers decrease. And it's not like that with Edison Ray. It's a different story with her. Every single day the numbers increase. So the question is, how did she do it? And yeah, like, what actually made her to end up in the situation where she became viral? Eh, she actually became viral. Like, everybody knows her, and those who do not know her, they're getting to know her as well. You see, that's actually the interesting thing. If you didn't know her, now you know her. Yes, listening to What's the Topic. And yeah, like I said, she's a member of the Hype House. Yes, Edison Ray does not live in the Hype House. Like, she, that's not her home. But yeah, she's very active as a member. So that's where she does her, all of her viral video dances and her funny memes, you know. She actually does them there in the Hype House. Yes, on TikTok. So if you don't know what the Hype House is, go check it out. You'll know exactly what the Hype House is. It's a house. Yeah, with a hype. Yeah, there's a hype going in there. Yeah, and Edison Ray is one of the hype in there. Yeah, and obviously, yeah, you know, something that's interesting. Yeah, the more you become famous and everything, you get fame, what happens? The whole media is like right there wanting to find out, how did you end up there in that position? And they even go as far as, who are you dating? Yeah, so with Edison Ray, she's not dating anyone, she's single. But there's obviously, you know, rumors. Yeah, always rumors, gossipers and all the stuff. There's always that gossip and rumors that go around. They actually say that she's, okay, she's not dating, but the rumors are actually saying that Bryce Hall is probably gonna be the one that's dating her in the future. So that's basically what they say, and that's because obviously they hanging out together and everything. But the two actually said they're just friends, yeah, for now. That's what they said, they're friends for now. So when I'm thinking for now, I'm like thinking, okay, do you mean like in the future you guys are gonna be dating? So that's what's actually happening in my mind. I'm like thinking, oh, so in the future you guys are gonna be dating. So yeah, that's her current state right now. She's single, yeah, and she's enjoying being single. She even said it herself. She said, yeah, obviously she wants a partner, but she's enjoying her life right now. She even posted a picture of her, yeah, and a pig, you know, and all the stuff. She loves animals. That's actually another side that's interesting. She actually loves animals, which is really, really awesome and amazing. But yeah, you know, the two have actually went out on a date. That was a while back before. And yeah, she loves being single for now. Let me just put it that way. That's what she said. She loves being single for now. She's basically doing her me time, as she explains it. Yeah, she calls it me time. Yeah, which is really awesome. I think it's amazing because she gets to focus and actually do great things. Yeah, she can do great things and amazing things. And now, getting into the whole situation of the TikTok and how she got to blow. So she only downloaded TikTok last year in July. That's when she downloaded TikTok. Yep. So that is basically the time when she started her TikTok career. And she went on to explain that she first downloaded TikTok and she thought it was a joke, because she used to obviously, you know, do your babysitting and all those stuff. And in the process of babysitting, she used to see the people that, yeah, the kids that she's babysitting on TikTok. So she was like, what? Okay, me, I wanna see this, eh? And actually see it. I wanna check what this thing is all about. And that's what she did in July. She downloaded it, and it was very interesting because, yeah, after downloading it in July, something happened. But before I tell you what is that thing that happened, yes, that thing that happened, the one that's gonna blow your mind away, I'm gonna give you something that is gonna get you pumped up. Yeah, you're gonna actually love it. Here is Visions and Dreams by Active Worship. You gotta get the vision and the dream from God for you to blow and make sure that you impact the world. Hey, I was about to start rhyming, but before I start rhyming, here's Visions and Dreams by Active Worship. Enjoy.
You Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word, I'm fading.
Album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Hey. Yeah, that was awesome. I really hope you enjoyed Visions and Dreams, yes, by Active Worship. And yeah, I love the song. I really loved the song. I love the band, and it's really amazing. So go check out their songs, their music, it's amazing. Yeah, so without wasting any time, because we have a lot to cover, yeah, we're still talking about Edison Ray. Yeah, so going back into what I was talking about in the previous session, yeah, she first downloaded TikTok when it was July. That is when she downloaded TikTok. So yeah, she was basically getting it because obviously of the people that she was babysitting that she saw using the app, and she decided to try it herself. She was like, okay, let me try out, let me actually see what TikTok is all about. And obviously, you know, HollyWire interview, Edison Ray, yeah, she actually said she downloaded the app in July and made a post with a friend, and literally out of nowhere it got 93,000 likes. That blew her mind away. And that's when she actually, yeah, like she was blown away, and she actually said that she liked the whole situation of getting 93,000 likes. And from there, she started doing the most right there on TikTok. And she kept obviously making videos and eventually started featuring her mom. Yes, her mom. Hey, yo, her mom is a TikToker. Yeah. So the TikToks with her mom, she actually has them on TikTok. Yeah, you know, if you want to go check them out, you can go and check them out. By the way, her mom, her name is Sherry. And yeah, like literally I'm like blown away. Even right now I'm running out of words. I'm like thinking, sure, she even got a mom, featured a mom. That's like really awesome. And but yeah, so her mom is Sherry Everlasting. And yeah, basically they did the whole TikTok together, and what happened is the main thing that blew up, as Edison Ray said, is the TikToks with the mom. Those are the ones that really actually blew up. And the one they actually did, the one TikTok video that actually got her to become famous. So there was one actual video that actually got her to become famous. And Edison Ray actually says that she filmed the TikTok with the mom, and basically they were dancing to the song by Mariah Carey called Obsessed. So that is the song that they were actually, yeah, dancing to with the mom. And that is what actually got her to become more famous. That's what she said. And on top of that, it actually got the attention of no other than Mariah Carey herself. So yeah, Mariah Carey actually, yeah, Carey, not Kelly. Mariah Carey actually got interested, let me put it that way. She grabbed Mariah Carey's attention through that whole video, that TikTok video, and that is basically one of the videos that actually got her to get the fame, and it went viral and everything. And yeah, it was like really interesting. She even thanked Mariah Carey for the, obviously, the song. And yeah, interesting stuff, like really interesting. Now, one thing about, okay, not really one thing, a couple of things about Addison Rae. She actually wants to be an actress, yes, she wants to be an actress. And yeah, she actually wanna do it on the big screens. Yeah, so I'm like thinking, whoa, we are not only gonna have her on TikTok, but we're gonna be seeing her in the movie industry. Yes, that is basically where she wants to end up in. She wants to end up in that industry, the filming industry. She wants to make sure that she's on the big screen and everything. That is actually her big dream, one of her big dreams. Yes, it's for her to be acting. So she wants to do the most. Yeah, and the one thing that she actually said is she wants to be acting in Stranger Things. That's actually what she wants to, yeah, that's one of the places that she wants to be acting, you know, one of the awesome, amazing, yeah, platforms. Yeah, 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 yeah. So Stranger Things, that's actually where she wants to act. And something that's also interesting about her is her parents are also TikTokers. Yes, they're actually TikTokers. So Addison Rae's mom, Sherry, she actually is a TikToker. And on her own TikTok account, she has over 3.5 million followers. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then her dad, yes, her dad, Monty Lopez, has over 1 million followers on TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. Yep. And in the, like, I'm even running out of words, man. I'm like thinking, yo, this is also in the family. Like, it runs in the family and everything. So taking out the mom and the dad and herself, there's also two other brothers. Yes, two other brothers that she has, two sons in the family. They also on TikTok. That's another bonus right there. I'm like thinking, sure, that's actually interesting. And yeah, interesting stuff. Like, that's good stuff. Now, obviously, knowing her dream and everything, her parents actually got her signed, yes, to a talent agency and everything. So they actually signed to the WME. Yes, they signed up in January this year. That's when they actually signed up, and that's obviously to build her brand, you know, with her projects such as modeling, dance, TV, licensing and endorsement, you know, with all of those things. So that's basically what is happening. Yes, and it's actually interesting. So yeah, a lot is happening in her life. She's very busy. That's why it's actually awesome, the fact that she's saying that she doesn't want to get a partner now. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good thing because she's living a busy life. That's the type of lifestyle that you need to have to impact people's lives. You need to be busy, not lazy. No. Busy. And not just busy. Busy with the right stuff, the right purpose, not the wrong purpose. So yeah, she's very busy. That's why she can't have time to mess around with partners and all the stuff. Nah. We got no time for that. So before we go more into what's happening in her life, I'm gonna give you a short amazing breather. Then we're gonna come back to do the most. Aha. Dun dun dun.
FM.
Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Yeah, doing the the most right there. Yeah, still here with your boy Fearless Eagle, who's still touching on Edison Ray. Yeah, so going straight into it. Edison Ray is actually from Louisiana, yes. And at the moment, she actually moved to Los Angeles. That was December last year, yes. When she actually, yeah, you know, when her TikTok success took over. Yeah, when they took off, yeah, just did the most. So when it did that, that's when they moved to that's when they moved to Los Angeles in December. And that's actually the one place myself I want to go and love. Like, I've always wanted to live in Los Angeles to actually see how it is and everything. But yeah, not now. That's future, you know, future tense, yeah. I'll actually, you know, go there to visit, yeah, like holiday, you know, stuff like that. Fly that side to see how everything is doing that side. Ooh. Yeah, so that's basically what's happening, yeah, from my side. Now, going back into Edison Ray. So, she's actually from Louisiana, like I said, moved to Los Angeles last December. And that was after her whole TikTok, yeah, fame took over and everything. And something that's interesting about this young individual's life is she saw an opportunity, had an idea, tried out the idea, and guess what? It got her to a position where she made it. Yeah, she's making it. And it's actually interesting. Now, this is where we bring in the Christian perspective. As young as she is, 19 years old, she's doing the most, yes. And one thing that she needs to be doing is making sure that she puts God first. Because if she puts God first, God's going to give her directions. And when there's a storm coming her way, she'll be able to be in a position where she prepares for the storm. And it won't catch her by surprise, yes. So, like, it won't hit her by surprise. And then she's like, all breaking down and everything, going south and everything like that, you know. She'll be in a position where she'll be prepared, because the Lord's going to prepare her and give her directions. Just like David, you know, at a young age, he used to do the most, you know. He had direction from the Lord. He was connected to him, and the Lord guided him, protected him, and gave him insight, which was really awesome and made him a king. Same thing with her. She can become the queen, yes. There is a queen inside of her that she needs to allow the Lord to take over and unleash, you know, and actually guide her to actually unleashing that queen that is inside of her, that's going to help people, you know, get in a position where if they're having a tough time, they're better off, you know, they're actually in a position where they get touched by her life. And that's the one thing that I actually hope for. I hope that she stays connected to God, she connects to God, and make sure that her relationship with God grows. Because the age that she's at, that is the age where, you know, a lot of people will look at her and say she's young, and they'll try and manipulate, you know, and do all those funny stuff. And the awesome thing is she actually got guidance, you know, from her parents. You know, she's got her dad that, yeah, he's there to support her and guide her. She's got her mom, you know, that's also there. Yeah, and the brothers, yeah, you know, they're also there. Now, with all that support, she actually needs to add the Lord on top of it, you know, because the Lord is the one that's never going to fail, yes. And if you also in a position, yeah, like same position as her, almost said our stuff, but on what's the topic, we create words. If you're also in the same position as her, you need to be in a position where you also place God first. Because when you place God first, that's when He actually enhances your abilities. He enhances. Woo! Yay! Having those moments. Yeah. Right, you know, that's the topic. It's cool, man. It's cool. It's natural. We need to keep it natural. Yeah. So, He's the one that actually enhances your abilities, your gifts. I mean, He's the one that gave them to you. So, He knows you inside out. He knows you better than anyone else. Yeah, He actually knows you better than your mom and your dad. Yeah, because your mom and your dad don't know how many strands if strands on your head. But God himself actually knows, which is really, really amazing and awesome and mind-blowing. So, gotta think about all of these different things. You know, it's the same thing that I've been saying, you know, like Kanye West actually did the most awesome thing by giving his life to Christ. If Edison Ray has not gave a life to Christ, I'll encourage her to actually give it to Christ. And the Lord's gonna actually guide her, like, every single day of her life, as long as she sticks onto the Lord, holds onto her faith, and make sure that she's growing her faith in the Word, praying, you know, connecting, and actually get connected to a church where she has fellowship, you know, every time. And it's gonna be really, really awesome, because the Lord's gonna give her ideas, you know, that she can execute and actually fulfill. She'll be fulfilling her purpose. Same thing with you. You actually need to focus on the Lord, give him your life, let him take control. And it's not about the fame, it's about you fulfilling your purpose. It's not about the money, it's about you fulfilling the purpose. All of these different things, something that's interesting is all of these different things are actually a tool to help you fulfill your purpose. So that fame, I'm like thinking, yes, she's got over, like, literally, this is her life. She's got over 2,000 million followers. Now my question is, where is she leading those 2,000 million followers? Because if she is leading them somewhere far away from the Lord, all those followers, it's useless to have them, because you're destroying 2,000 million followers' lives. You're destroying all of their lives. Now, that's one thing that, you know, as an individual, you need to sit down and actually think about. I got 2,000 million followers. What am I going to do? Like, how? What should I do? Which position should I be in? Like, you know, you should sit down and actually think about all those different things. Myself, I'll be in a position where I'm thinking, okay, 2,000 million followers, the Lord actually gave them to me as, you know, an opportunity for me to actually tell them about Christ. You know, while you're hitting that video, you know, just, yeah, last 30 seconds, tell them about Christ. Then they give their life. And on top of that, you're actually leading the right, yeah, you lead them the right path. You know, you lead them in the right path, not lead them the right path. There was some other interesting sentence construction when the tongue is speaking fast. But you're actually leading them in the right path, and they actually accept Christ. And the awesome thing is, sure, 2,000 million followers right here on earth, you lead them to Christ, you go to heaven, they go to heaven, then in heaven you got 2,000 million fans that are thanking you for the fact that you got them into heaven. Yes. And it's not obviously going to stay there by 2,000. It's going to go above. So think about it. Eternity, 2,000 million followers went into there because of you. Into heaven, yes, they went into heaven because of you. And they actually thank you and appreciate the fact that you got them into that position where they're in heaven. So that is what we need to be doing. That's the same thing she needs to be doing. All those fans that she has, she needs to lead them to Christ. And they'll appreciate her for a lifetime into eternity. Yeah. So for myself, I'm going to leave you. Yes, I'm going to love you and leave you. Do not forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Facebook /ActiveFM777, Twitter at ActiveFM, our website www.activefm.co.za. We are also on iTunes Podcast as ActiveFM. Just search for us. Google Podcast as ActiveFM. YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe, yes, and click the bell button, yeah, so that whenever anything comes out new, you got it, yeah, you don't miss out right there on YouTube. Make sure that you go ahead and subscribe. Peace out. I'll see you. God loves you. Yeah, blessings. Make sure you tell someone about ActiveFM. What's the topic? Go and share it out. Yeah, go and share it out. Edison Ray. See ya.
Yeah. What goes into a process? Yeah. I'ma show y'all.
Look. Made it here and I'm standing here by God's grace.
God's grace.
Faith over fear, that's the factor in this whole thing. Still walking toward back against the wall, I won't break. No way,
no way,
no way,
no way,
no way, no way,
no way.
Made it here and I'm standing here by God's grace.
God's grace.
Faith over fear, that's the factor in this whole thing. Still walking toward back against the wall, I won't break.
No way,
no way,
no way,
no way.
No way.
Still reach yourself, still preach the truth, not in vain. No cosign, no record deal, just grace. Straight suffering, straight brokenness, but no lane. Some quit the God, but I'm still alive and God's grace. Still rep the Lord, still exalt the King, no fame. Not fraudulent, no phony boy, this ordained. This powerful, this will fire up your whole day. Watch the time changing, your mood changing and pray. Not heavy with hitting the genus, the calendar mentions. I'm at the lowest of the low, and I'm still reaching sinners. They want to see me lose control, lose my temper and give up. But I'm built sort of different, got my eyes on the winner. The one who served five loaves, two fish for dinner. The one who walked on water, overcame the tempest. Broke bread with a hater, then led for a sinister. Rose from the dead, bless the world with forgiveness. When they ask about the dialect, let's just point them to the Father. Let's just point them to the truth. When they feeling kind of bothered, we the last of a dying breed. All our elders need make the deeds. Bless the Father on those fitted knees. Honor God even public. Yeah. Made it here when I'm standing here by God's grace. Still walking to a back against the wall. I won't break. Made it here and I'm standing here by God's grace.
God's grace.
Faith over fear, that's the factor in this whole thing.
Hold down.
Still walking toward back against the wall, I won't break. No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.